We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Yedzayin Amud Beis. We are starting approximately 11 lines from the top of Yedzayin Amud Beis. The first words on the line is Avodah, Avodahi, and then Omer Rav Yishaya. Omer Rav Yishaya, Bina Dei Milsa, I want to say a Chiddush. Umistafina Mechavraya, but I'm scared of my friends to say over this shtickle, but I want to say over a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Hanichnes Lebeis Hamanuga, we know that going into a house that has a nega makes you tameh. So he says, but if you go into your house, derech achayrov, if you go into the house that has a nega, if you go in backwards, walking backwards, afilu kuloi, even if your whole entire body is inside, chutz mechoytmoy, besides for your nose is tahar. Dechsiv ha'aba alabayis, derech bi'as u'tayra, has to come in the normal way, not backwards. Like Tosfos explains, if you go in regular, so the top Tosfos says, im nichnas derech ponov, mish nichnas ruboy tomei. Once you get in, beroy v'tomei. But here, if you're walking backwards, as long as your nose is outside, it's not called a bia into the house, and you're tar. So that was the chiddush you wanted a taina. He was scared to say it, but he actually said it. But the Gemara is a kasha, the way Rosh Hashanah is the Gemara is kasha, yachi, kulinami. So why, it sounds like only if your nose is outside, you're tar. But if you're going completely backwards, you're tamei. Why? L'chari, you didn't come in derech bia. So yach kulinami. Amarava kuloi loigara mekeilim shabayis. If you go in entirely, so then it's not worse than keilim in the bayis. The chsiv loyit makal shabayis. Even though the keilim didn't come into the house, it was there before. Then there's anything in the house also becomes tamei. So if you are in the house, so you have like keilim. Masha inkein. If you're going in as the habal habayis, so if you're walking straight, then roiv already your tamei. But if you're walking in backwards, if anything's outside still, then you're not tamei.
It's no dummy.
What?
No, it didn't. Came
out
the house before
the Tumah
came.
Right, so what? Now you're in the keilah. What's the difference of something in the house before? Why is that different? What's the Milo being in the house before? So Tayin Aviyachi, we look at the Brayis like this. The Brayis says, Gagim Alolu, the roofs in the Beis HaMikdash and in Yerushalayim, Loinis Kadoshu, they were not Mekodesh. So Gagim Alolu, in Eichlum Shom Kachi Kachim, you cannot even eat Kachi Kachim in the Azara, but on the roof of one of the Lishkais, you cannot eat kachum. Bein shekel shom kachum kalam. You can't shekel kachum kalam. Even if you can shekel kachum kalam in the Azara, it can't, and kachum kachum for the same price, but you can't shekel them on the roof. V'tomei shenichnas derech gagin lehechel. And if someone went into the hechel through the roof, he's potter. Shenem v'al mikdosh loisavoi derech bia osra tairah. So same with the Brayis, the exact same thing. That says a mikdash yisava, you shouldn't go into the base mikdash when you're tamei. Dafka derech bia asur tayra. But if you're coming from the roof, you are potter. You are potter coming from the roof. Now, very important, the Marsha speaks out in Daf Yedzayim and Aleph that if you're shia there, then you take a chai. You even come from the roof. That's a different din. That's didn't even become tamei da'azara. If you have shia of the time of shia, then you chayiv also shia. But it's coming in, which is chayiv for 1 second, you're not chayiv if you're coming through the roof, because it's not derech bia. So the same type of art, that you have to come in the regular way. If you're coming through the roof, it's not called the regular way going in, and you're not chayiv. Now this din also, the ein sheikh from kachim kalam, Toit speaks out, who are the oichlim, the gagmo is not only can't you shech the kachim kalam, you can't eat kachim kalam there either. And it's interesting, because since you can't eat kachim kalam, you really can't eat kachim kalam either, because the roofs don't have the roof does not have kedusha of your slime either. Vizit ha'is vein sheichtim shom kachu kalam v'hu adin dein oichlim the gagim lo yisrael kadosh go on parak ked salim el nokat shchitam shom nachila ba'azor lo yishayichem kachu kalam, because there's no din achila there, you don't have to eat it there. That's what it says this way, but the truth is you can't eat it there either, that you can't eat it there either, because it's not kadosh even kedusha shlime. So ad kan the gemara of the halachas of Tumah per Mikdash, and now we're going to transition to the next part of the Mishnah, which has to do with Nida. So it's in the Mishnah. First, we'll explain what the Mishnah means, the words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zui mitzvah say shev Mikdash, the mitzvah say shev Mikdash of Tumah Mikdash of is she'en chayav malehi, not chayav on it, a par helm davah shel tzibur. And it says, which mitzvah say is chayav parhelm dov shel tzibur? That is, asay and lois asay of nido, which we have to explain more by riches. Let's see the Gemara. First Gemara wants to know, what's zuhi? Where is this coming to our Mishnah? Heichi koyi, the common zuhi. So Gemara answers, hasam koyi. It says in the Mishnah, Masechtas Harius, like this. En chayavim ala asay va lois asay shev mikdash. You're not chayev a parhelm dover shal tzibur on the asay and the lois asay of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. There's a asay that v'yishalchu mina machna, and there's a lois asay that you shouldn't go into lois tamu. You shouldn't go into the machna and make a tamei. So you're not chayev parhelm dover shal tzibur on the asay and lois asay of the mikdash. And why not? Like Rashi explains, because you only chayev a parhelm dover shal tzibur, which is a chatas for the tzibur, and which when the bezdin paskins a certain way, you only bring that parhelm dover tzibur. Something that's chayev a chatas kavua, but something that's chayev carbon oil of yored, there is no din of parhelm dover shal tzibur. So the tzad in the mishnah in mesechtes hayris in chayev maaseiv aloisas shuv mikdash ve'em mevim oshem talu aloisas aloisas shuv mikdash. There's another halacha that if someone's chayev a chatas and he's not sure if he ate that chalev, so he brings an oshem toli until he's sure if he ate the chalev. But by Tumas Mikdash, if he's not sure, he's not bringing an Oshem Tali, because there's no din Oshem Tali on something that's an Oil of Yared, only on something that's a Chatas Kavua, only a regular Chatas. Not a, by Mikdash Kadosh, it has a carbon Oil of Yared, there's no din Oshem Tali there. But you are Chayiv Parham Dov Shel Tzibro on the Asay and Lois Asay of Nida, and we'll see what the Asay is and what Lois Asay is on your Chesam base. And you bring Oshem Tolu on the Asay Lo Yisasa Shemanida. V'ka'amar, and that's what says the Mishnah in Masechtas Harius. V'ka'amar, our Mishnah explains, Zui Mitzah Asay Shemikdash Ein Chayav Malaha. This, in our Mishnah of Mikdash V'Kadosh, that's the Mitzah Asay Shemikdash Ein Chayav Malaha. V'ezu Mitzah Asay Shemanida Shchayav Malaha. What's the Mitzah Asay Shemanida? The Yechayiv, Yechayiv, Haram Dov Shal Tzibur, and Yes Chayiv Oshem Tolu, is a case like this. You mishamish in Matahira, which is similar to the case of Tumah that happened in the Azara, but Amra Loi, and then she said in the middle of Tashmish, Nitmesi, I'm Tameh, Upirish Miyad, and he was Pirish Miyad, which means that his Eva was still Bekoshi, it was still hard, and he was Pirish. Chayiv, why? Because Osoi Hanah like Biosoi. Going, coming out is the same Hanah like Biosoi, and therefore you Chayiv for that, and she was Tameh. So this is an example of the Yorchai. Now, I want to speak of a very important thing. That what's going on here? Don't we know that the only thing Yechai V'chatas for is a mitzvah sloy sase? All of a sudden, this mishnah tells me that on a mitzvah sase, you are chayiv a karv v'chatas. I never heard of such a thing. And mamish bothers me very much. Even if Yechai V'chatas on, like Mila and Pesach, you're not chayiv v'chatas v'shoigig. So why here, all of a sudden, for ase, Yechai V'chatas? It's clear, Yechai V'chatas on ase. So Toysit asks kasha. Toysvis the Maskal Aval asks this kasha. Toysvis is very important, very sadistic. Ava chayov malasei. Toysvis on the bottom, 3 lines on the bottom. A chayov malasei valois asa shavanida. Says va'af agav don v'peribasu demakos. Dibin dumin devar dezora don rachmor loy savid v'ovid mechayiv. That chatas has been dumin devar dezora where it says you shouldn't do it, and if you do it, you chayiv. Yotza pesach amila. That's asay. Zok tois is a chiddush. Asay the nidal is a loy savadhu. Loy sifres banam ruba. It said that the mitzvah asay over here is not to be pirish. So it's a mitzvah asay says not to do something. So the chiddush is there is mitzvah asay is chayiv chatas. If you ask someone, is there a mitzvah asay chayiv chatas? No, there is. If it's a loy savad, that's what tois says over here. The problem is tois that you chesam beis the bottom tois is mashmal like that. Tois you chesam beis says the dear more asks what's loy sasa by nida loy sasa by nida tois you know why loy mechayev chadas elm ken yesh polav midav pesach amila. So the stira and toisim the mitzvah eis when he asks stira and toisim is a big stira, and a lot of rishonim taka learn that doesn't mean that asay, it means on the loy sasa. In the Rashba, Ritva, Ramban, they all say it means on the loy sasa. But this tois is a big chiddush that says it's possible to chayev a kar mechadas on a mitzvah asay. So now, how many carbon chatois are you chayiv over here in the sugya? So we're going to go into the next gemara here. Itma. Abaya omar meshvedu achia barav chayiv shtayim. Now, we have to see what you chayiv shtayim for. We'll see in a second. Chayiv barav omar avashmur bar shiva omar avhuna chayiv shtayim. Choda knisa v'choda aprisha. One on the knisa and one on the prisha. And we have to understand what's going on here. Didn't she become tummy in the middle? What's the chayiv aknisa and a chayiv on the prisha? What is the chayiv chatos? Now, just as an introduction, you only chayev a chatas if you're a shoygig. If someone's an oynes, he's not chayev a chatas. If someone's a mezid, he's not chayev a chatas. You only chayev a chatas b'shoygig. And now, both Abaya and Rava are both saying that you chayev shtayim, one on the knisa and one on the prisha. And we have to understand, where is the shoygig here? The heavy bar, Rava, or the other gears is here, Hevi Barava. What exactly, B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilema Samach Levesta. We're talking about that it was Samach Levesta. She knew she's getting her dam now, her cycle now. And he anyway went ahead and was Meshamish. So then, maybe, so then, is that a Shoigig or is that a Oinus? So V'man. Ilema Talmud Chacham, who knows the halacha, they have to be Pirush, you have to separate Peshas Vesta, Peshas when it might be coming. So Bishlema Knisa Lechayiv. You can hear Yechayiv Chatos, it's a Shoigig on Knisa. Why? Because Sava Yecheloin Livol. He thought, he knew about the halacha, and he thought that he could make it before she becomes Tamei. Like Rashi says, Sava Yecheloin Livol, Velifresh, Kremesh Tira. I'll be able to do it before she becomes Tamei. Then she says she became Tamei. So now, it turns out, you have never had any right to be kindness, to do Knisa, to start to be even. Therefore, it's a Shoigig. Because you knew something could happen now, and you went ahead and did it anyway. That's called a Shoigig. That's not called a Oinus. And it's not called a Mezid, because you thought he could get away with it. But it's called a Shoigig. So therefore, it's Chayav Achatas. But on the Parisha of coming out be-Ever that was Kaishi, that Bekishui, but that he should have known, he's Tam Chacham, and that's amazing. So Bishlama Knisa Lechayev, Kusav Yechon Elivo, Ela Aprisha, Mai Lechayev, why is Lechayev a carbon? Mezidu. He knows the halacha, he should have waited until the Aver mace, until the Aver dies down, and then come out. So he's amazed. So it's not Chayev Tuchatai, it's only on the Knisa. So if it's Tam Chacham, so, and it's Samach Levesta, so then you only Chayev Chatos for the Knisa, not for the Prisha, because he's amazing on that. On top of Yuchas and Aleph, Viba Amaretz, Isa Amaretz doesn't know anything. So he doesn't know anything about being perished next to his vest, and he doesn't know about anything about being perished but even mates. So both of them are Taka, a Shoigig, because he doesn't know anything, but it's all one Shoigig. Viba Amaretz, Idi Vidi, Okol, Shnei Zeisichel, Vel Mechadu. He never knows he did a chayt. The luck is, if you, there was one Issa here of being Boyal and Ida, then they're both components of Boyal and Ida, both the Knesset and the Prisha. The only way Yechayev Tuchatayis is if he has Yedia in between. Now, even though she told him that she became Tamei in between the Knesset and the Prisha, but he didn't still know he did anything wrong because he didn't know you have to be Pirish for Shas Vesta. So he says, oh, I'm Oinus. So he never really, they did something wrong. So it's one big Shoigig. He's Pashat Amar, it's one big Shoigig. He doesn't know the halachas. And therefore, he can't be chayav two chatos on the knis and the prisha. It's one chatos. One chatos of being bayal anida is one chay, one mistake. It's one mistake. So there, it's not an oinus because he should have known you have to be parish shas vesta. It's not an oinus, but it's not a yedia in between either because he never knew that he was a shaygig. So therefore, it's only chayav one chatos. Again, so where is the case of chayav two chatos? By Talmud Chacham, it's only chayav one on the knis and on the prisha is amazed. And I'm aretz, they're both shaygigs. And it's one halom. Vela, but she ain't Samach Levesta. It wasn't Samach Levesta at all. It was Pashta Oinus. So man, Ilay Matamud Chacham v'Loy Chada. You're not chayav anyone. Why? Loy Mechayav a Knisa Oinus. He's Oinus, and now Prisha and coming out, he's amazed because once he knows that she's Tamei, you're now be Parish Bekishui Bekishui. And Iba Maaretz Chada the Mechayav. Only Chayav one. Now Prisha on the coming out, the going in again is Oinus. So what is the case? Chayav two Chadais. Hada Marava. La'olam is Samach Levesta. We're talking about Samach Levesta. Uvit Talmud Chacham. And Talmud Chacham. But he's a Talmud Chacham Lazu, but he's a Talmud Chacham Lazu. Which means he knows the Issa de Parashas Vesta, and he thought he could be Boyal before she becomes Anida. And Lamaisa didn't work out, so he's a Shaykh on that. He's Chayav Karban. He did not know they have to be Pirish for Eva Mace. Now everyone knows that. Even people know about the first half, they don't know about the second half. So he wasn't Talmud Chacham all that. So on the second half, He didn't know. He's a shaygig also. He didn't know the halacha. But it's two different shaygigs. The shaygig the way in was a shaygig that he was trying to make it before she becomes an ida. And then once she says, I became an ida, he chaps, he made a mistake. That halam was over. He knows he's chayav carbon. And now when he's pirish, that's mechsar and yediyah, it's also a shaygig. So here's a case, a chayav tu chatois. So the bottom line is, you chayav tu chatois by a tam chacham azu, by a tam chacham azu. So just to recap, Amaretz will only be chayav, even if it's not Samach Levesta, Amaretz only chayav one for the Prisha. Even with Samach Levesta, the Amaretz only chayav one also, because he doesn't know in between that he did something wrong. So it's one big Isser Nida that he makes a mistake on. So Amaretz only chayav one chatas on every case. Only one chatas. A Talmud Chacham, if it's Talmud Chacham on both, he's also only chayiv one chatas for the knisa, not for the prisha, because that's amazing. The case of the Gemara is the entire two chatayis is he knows about the iser of being parish on chavesta, but he does not know the iser of being parish be'ever be'kishu. He thinks he could be parish that way. That's his mistake, and therefore he's chayiv chatas for that. It's one iser, yeah, but it's two alamas because he knew in between he did something wrong. When she's in the tmeis, he said, "Oy, I should not have done that." When in Samach Levesta. So he knew in between. So therefore it's two Yediyas, and that's why Yechayev two Chatoyas.